episode number 27, Over 40 in Vancouver. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Recording from the magic of Archive by Revolver using Shure microphones and the Roland DuoCaster EX. We're going to talk about Canada's election number 42.
I just have to say, I giggle every time I see a piece of Roland the manufacturer gear used by Roland the podcaster Bon Vivant.
Stop talking about yourself. You can be an honorable Roland Bon Vivant.
Oh, well, I can try. There's only one Roland.
So what do you think? What's your gut feeling about Justin Trudeau? Did you expect this? A Justin Trudeau majority government?
I hoped in my heart of hearts we would get a majority, but I was thinking that a minority would be the best I could hope for. And I was hoping it would be a non-conservative minority.
Right.
I was also steeling myself for a conservative minority. A majority government, I mean, I am not a liberal. I'm not even sure I've ever voted. I may have voted liberal once as a protest vote, but I was strongly in the anything but Harper camp. So I voted strategically. I held my nose. I voted liberal in North Vancouver.
And who won in North Vancouver? Is your riding North Vancouver?
Yeah, and the liberal won. I expected that. North Vancouver never goes with
the losing crowd.
NDP. It's always one of the ruling parties, conservative or liberal. I think we went Reform 1 year when they were strong. It's
Reform in North Van.
In North Van. It's not NDP country. So to me, even if I hadn't known about the strategic voting website, I would have guessed liberal. And the liberal blew away the incumbent.
You think that the strategic voting worked in North Vancouver?
My gut sense is like they were never going to go NDP. So the people that wanted to go without Harper would just naturally go liberal.
Interesting.
So that just the way it would go.
And this recording is interesting because I'm on one side and you're on the other.
Yeah, that's just the way this works.
Hey, if we actually had a real mixer, but that would be another box. I've been a lifelong fan of Star Trek and a lifelong fan of the NDP. I wasn't in Ontario when the NDP did their, well, according to the right wing, very unsuccessful stint with their deficits and their strikes and all those things. But I've always felt that we need real communism, not the oppressive, kill everybody regimes of China and Russia, for example, and Cuba even, but where there was no need for an income. A lot of the problems that we have is because people don't have an income. And it's not that people shouldn't do what they love. It's not that people shouldn't work. It's just that what society chooses to reward with lots of money is problematic, if you ask me. So, for example, Uber, if we have automated taxis and automated cars, then this whole question of whether we pay the drivers or not goes away. But then you still have to have these people as productive members of society. So a society where they have a guaranteed income and benefits, and where they could do what they wanted. They, not just being taxi drivers, also software developers who don't want to work on Fortran or C++ or, heaven forbid, Java, or the person who designs the menus at White Spot, or that doesn't want to work on the 20th iteration of Big O menu, might want to, I don't know, repair bicycles, create custom bicycles. Anyway, getting back to the election.
Yeah, there are so many different directions I could go on that comment.
Guaranteed income is real communism, and with software, with automated cars, with this global warming problem solved, which I don't think we will solve, but in the short term, all these things are possible. With a cheap, clean source of energy, all these things are possible. Why do people have to work when the robots can do sort of menial sense?
Yeah,
not
okay,
work in the sense of life passion sense.
A couple
passions. You can have multiple. We've had this discussion.
A couple comments on that. We have not seen true communism anywhere ever. In the world ever, and people yep. have a very skewed idea of what yep. that is.
The Marxist-Leninist Party is not communism. Those guys are...
So, well, no.
Unfortunately, they're mostly guys.
There's no... Like, you have to be a political science person to understand true communism. Like, I don't think we'll ever get communism under the name of communism.
Right.
Because it's too stigmatized now. So yep. we'll put that aside. But your comment about wage disparity... It's one that's going to become more critical. Like,
yep.
In the industrial kind of society we have, like buying things to do production to fuel an economy was great. Like, we grew like crazy. But now that we're moving into this information economy, and we're moving into a lot of automation, the economy where you buy things and people make them to get the money to buy things, like, that's progressively going to work less well. Like, we need to evolve.
Right.
To a different kind of system, and I'm not sure that capitalism is well served to that. And even capitalism means different things to different people. But
right.
still, yeah, how people make money, I think, is going to become an increasingly important question. Unless right. we do want to have the kinds of social disruption that come from having, you know, the 1% and everyone else poor.
And I don't think we need to have that. We don't. No one wants that. No one wants disruption. People just want to do their own thing. And if we have the tools and technology so that people can do their own thing without having to worry about the mundanities of driving a cab for Uber or, you know, or for a yellow cab or, you know, working on a COBOL job, I don't know, if we were in the 60s.
People have a really skewed idea of what productive is. There was a really interesting, I think it was a Planet Money piece on what it meant to work hard. And people right. will honor somebody like staying up late
right.
and doing something and not the person that leaves at 4:30, even though the person that left at 4:30 is the better worker because they got their work done.
Well, that's the thing. The work is the thing. The process is the thing. So you and I get together and do this podcast, the process is the thing. So I think, I mean, I'm not a Justin Trudeau fan, but I think that he is a worker. I think he'll roll down his sleeves and get things done. The question is, how well will he get things done? To me, the most important part about this government is that they should fix Bill C-51. Most important to me is fixing Bill C-51. Second most important is the environment. And the third is, well, we need to fund transit and cities. So let's legalize marijuana and get some tax revenue for that.
I agree mostly with your priorities. My problem isn't specifically with Justin Trudeau. It's just the Liberal Party has been the ruling party in Canada predominantly
well, I don't like
for
dynasties.
Hundreds of years.
I don't care how great Justin is.
They are the party of the establishment. So, and yeah,
I love Hillary, but having her as the president and then having the Bushes, it's ridiculous.
I don't know how much difference the leader will make in that respect. It's still the party of the establishment.
Yep.
So we will get things like the TPP doing horrible things to potentially horrible. I don't know about the TPP.
Well, I'm not worried about the TPP. It sucks, but free trade sucks. And, you know, what irreparable harm has free trade done?
You know, it
has done some.
I tweeted about this the other day when we talked about things like free trade and the Canadian Constitution that we brought in, like, Bill of Rights. There was all of this, like, doomsaying about how bad it was going to be. And obviously we're still here, but... I would love
at
to see
cost?
Now a retrospective 20 years later,
right.
like what really has happened with
free
trade.
We have no
trade.
Manufacturing. We have Bombardier. We have a few scattered pockets.
I would love to see somebody like tear that apart and
cars,
go, okay.
You know, a lot of the stuff that we used to make has moved to Mexico
yeah,
and China.
You know, it's all anecdotal, right? Yep. Like we're in our own bubbles.
Well, it's
so.
An inexact science. Anyways, I guess.
And then there's that.
I would have preferred
things.
An NDP government, Jack Layton specifically, but
I
he's
would
dead.
Have too, yeah. That would have changed things so much if he'd been around.
Congratulations to the Trudeau Liberals, and I hope that they can do better than I'm expecting them to do.
You know what changed my mind on Trudeau
30 seconds.
Was when he called out his supporters for heckling the reporter.
Yep.
That really, to me, that was a turning point.
He seems to be a class act.
I'm going to give him a chance.
There are rich people who are good, benevolent, philanthropic, whatever the word you might want to use. Oh, so signing off from a rainy Vancouver. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Ciao, choose.